This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M, I get to talk all about the Royal Flying Doctor Service. You might remember a couple of days ago I was talking about the Royal Flying Doctor Service having a birthday. I've got a bloke on the line who's going to tell us all about it. Charlie Patterson joins me. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Mate, got to say congratulations to the RFDS. You guys, what, turned 92 this year?
That's it, 92 last weekend, and I don't feel a day over 48, so travelling beautifully. So, yeah, it was a good birthday.
When it comes to the RFDS, you guys use your birthday and May as a fantastic opportunity to not only highlight what the Royal Flying Doctor Service do, but to ask people to maybe make a donation to the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
That's right. The month of May is our big month of the year, and for a number of reasons, but our birthday that you touched on, the anniversary of our first flight. It's also around our volunteers. It's Volunteer Week. And there are a whole lot of celebrations in May. So we use May as the month of the year where we do our strong donor campaigns and really make a big push in the community leading up to the pre-tax period to make their donation to the Royal Flying Doctor Service in the month of May and into early June.
So, Charlie, why is it important for us to support the Royal Flying Doctor Service, especially sitting here in the Limestone Coast?
Well, we've all been impacted in one way or another by COVID-19, and I think what's important to realise is that throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the RFDS has continued to airlift 15 South Australians every day, and of course, many people would know in your own region that we land at least twice a day somewhere in the southeast, and at least once a day in Mount Gambier. So, despite the overlay of COVID and all the impacts of that, people have continued to become ill or have accidents and injuries, and we are still business as usual delivering our services throughout COVID, and will continue to do so for another 92 years. And we'll continue to do that, but we do rely on the support, of course, of the community to help us do that.
Charlie, I tell you what, every time, I mean, you and I have talked for a number of years now, and every time you tell me that the Royal Flying Doctor Service fly in here twice a day, it blows my mind to think how often you guys have to fly down to the southeast.
Yeah, no, we're always in the southeast somewhere. We've all, at any time of day, we've got an aircraft either flying over the southeast or flying in or out of the southeast, and that's a reflection of population. You know, we're in Mount Gambier at least once a day. We're in Renmark once a day. We're in Port Lincoln once a day. We're in Piri once a day, and also at Whyalla. They're our five biggest regional cities, so it's just a reflection of the population around the state. So I know people. We've got a population. We've got people who have accidents and injuries. It's normal, but we play a really important role with the SA Health System. As a funding partner with SA Ambulance and SA Health on transferring people from the country hospitals into Adelaide's major hospitals. So it's a normal part of life cycle, isn't it?
It is, but it highlights as well exactly why it's so important to raise money for the Royal Flying Doctor Service, because it can't be cheap to have the up cost or the upkeep of a plane to fly it in and out to land and take off. There are a lot of costs associated with keeping the flying doctors flying.
Oh, absolutely, and we do often joke, and whilst it's a serious thing, health, but we often do joke that aviation is an expensive business and medicine is an expensive business, and we've put the two together. So yes, it is an expensive business to operate, but it's really a vital business. And what your listeners need to, acknowledge and understand is that their support goes into our capital raising program that actually financed the replacement, the purchase and the replacement of our flying intensive care units that keep our crews in the sky and keep moving our patients around. And, when our donors look at an aircraft, our signature red belly aircraft in the sky or on the ground or the tarmac, they have the comfort and the pride to know that their donations are funding and purchasing those planes that move our patients around. And that's a really powerful thing for them to acknowledge and understand. And donors often need to connect with and see where their money's going and see where their support's going. And all our supporters need to do is look at a plane and know, I've helped purchase that plane. And that's really, really powerful.
So, Charlie, how do we make a donation this year?
Well, per normal, we we're business as usual, whilst our base is in lockdown in terms of visitors to our bases because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But on the telephone, per normal, jump on our 1-800 number, 1-800-813-318, or jump on our website. Or simply this week, we've been putting envelopes into letterboxes all throughout the southeast, and people can reply by mail and put their donation in the mail, or by web, or by telephone. So happy to talk to those people and receive their support, which is greatly, greatly appreciated.
Charlie, it's always good to talk about the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat this morning.
And to you. Thanks, Ewan.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.